Imperfection. What is that? Is it messing up? Is it making a mistake? Is it falling on your face? Is it not getting everything right? Listen, imperfection is the offspring of comparison. Are you comfortably settled in the version of you that God created you to be? Because that only version of you that He created you to be is Him. So when you are comparing who you are to someone else and you begin to unwish yourself, you are actually saying, I don't want God to be the version of Him that He made me to be. I hate this version of God. You're actually saying, God, the God I'm seeing is a version I hate. I want you to be another God. I want you to be like the other God that I'm looking at over there. And He says, there are no other gods before me. There is none like me. But you're saying, I saw one better than you, and I want you to be that. Maybe that's why our soul turns against us when we fall in that imperfection as a result of comparison. Maybe that's why our soul begins to act mischievous. Maybe we are denying the divine place we are, seeking another divine place, because we don't like or celebrate or feel compatible with the version of God that He made us to be through Him, as Him, for Him, and through Him. And maybe that's why we're not authentic influences. Maybe we want to be influences, but we're not. Because when we are comparing ourselves, we become imposter influences. And authentic influences put out bait in order to manifest the impossible. We want the impossible to come out of the woodwork so we can solve it, so we can manifest it. We seek to witness and be disciples and make disciples of the impossibilities. We seek to be those evangelists of Christ, those apostles of Christ, those pastors and teachers and prophets of Christ, which witness not only to set people free from hell, but to set them free from comparison and imposter influences. Are you walking in the spirit of comparison? Are you unwishing yourself? Are you spending a lot of times wishing you were not here? Because when you don't celebrate your identity, because there's no identity in you other than divine, are you trying to be something other than divine because you think divine is common and it's common and regular, so you need something super unique to be different from anybody else? Because the thing that sets you apart from anybody is how you celebrate and worship what you see. Because all of our worship makes us uniquely different. Not better, but different. Because the heart loves according to its value and according to what it sees. So are you imperfect because you're messing up? Or are you imperfect because you're comparing and daily unwishing yourself? Are you trying to settle on yourself and you still don't like you? Are you second class in your own eyes? Listen. The soul knows when you're feeling second class about yourself. Hey, I'm going to ask you again. Are you looking at yourself and feeling second class? Are you feeling that God punished you by causing you to be with you for the rest of your life? Do you feel like you're in an unequally yoked relationship with yourself and you're trying to get out of it and you're begging God to get you out of a relationship with yourself because you don't want to be married to yourself any longer because you saw a better version in somebody else? Is that what you're doing? Are you doing that and trying to settle on you? Are you looking at yourself and perceiving yourself as a second-class citizen to yourself? Is that what you're doing? Hey, when is the last time you've been drawn by the love of Christ? You think you've already experienced that? Because when you've really been loved by Christ, you won't look for another. Oh, you may have accepted the Christian theory of the Christ and this and that in the story, but have you experienced the psychological transformative power that come from being loved by the lover? Has your mind experienced it? Because when God loves you, let me tell you something, baby, you become God. When God really kisses you, you become what kissed you. Have you become the Lord that has kissed you? Have you become the Lord that's spoken to you? When is the last time you drew yourself and witnessed to yourself and drew yourself to Christ? When is the last time you became a disciple of the powerful? When is the last time you became an authentic influencer? When is the last time you stopped comparing yourself? When is the last time you begin to finally rest in the version of God that He created you to be? When is the last time?